Hey babe, good morning or evening or night or whenever you're listening to this. Wait, hold on. You know, I probably should have hit record after I moved my clothes onto my bed. But I thought for today I would talk to you while I'm doing my laundry because I've been really bad. Babe, I haven't let you know, but I never told you. So for the past like 3 weeks, I have been exclusively wearing clothes from
how do I explain this?
Okay, so when I do my laundry, right? You know, I carry like the clothes in a basket and I put it in like the washer and then put it in the dryer and then put the clothes back in the basket and then bring it to my room. And then normally people put it in their closet, right? Well, mine is just on the mine's just in the basket on the ground. I literally have 3 baskets on the ground full of my clothes that I haven't put away in my closet. And it's been like this for weeks. Like for weeks, I've been digging through my clothes in the baskets on the floor instead of like being able to properly see everything in my closet. So that is why I'm going to use this time to do a little bit of laundry, like fold up my clothes and put it away properly, because I am sick and tired of making. I'm sick and tired. So like what I've been doing is like I'll take like the basket and I'll just dump it on my bed, look for the clothes that I like, the clothing item I need, and put everything back in the basket. And it's just so time intensive. It's annoying. And honestly, my clothes are getting ruined because I'm not folding them or hanging them properly. And also, like, it's just it's not okay. I haven't opened my closet in so long because all of my clothes that I've been wearing have just been like cycled through, like, because it's been so many weeks. But yeah, so I'm going to just fold up my clothes while I talk to you a little bit. Right now I'm folding up my jeans. That's me padding my jeans. Well, I guess more like hitting my jeans. Okay, now I'm folding up my light blue shirt. This is the one that you thought this shirt was yours, but it's mine, okay? I've had this shirt for a hot second. I know when a shirt's mine and not yours. Even though, admittedly, it does look similar to a shirt you own, but this is very clearly in my size. And honestly, I just think that you're trying to take my clothes away from me. I think you want to wear them instead. And to that, I will say, how dare you? They are my clothes. No. I can wear your clothes. How dare you take mine? Yes, there is a double standard. Well, because your clothes smell like you, okay? So I feel it's like an eternal hug when I'm wearing them. It's just so lovely. I'm folding up a black sweater now. Is me announcing what item of clothing I'm folding helpful? No, you don't, not in the slightest. But you know what? It is okay. I will do it anyways because then you can more easily picture, I guess, like what I'm doing. Do 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 do. Push, push, push. Okay. So I was thinking of talking a little bit about why I think that sweaters are the best. Okay? Listen. I understand. I will understand. You know, in the summer, not the best idea. In warm weather, sweaters can be a little icky, little gross. But have you considered wearing sweaters all the time at home, where you can easily control the temperature of your house? Because where I am right now, you know, everything's a little cold. It is winter. I'm fine. It's fine. I accidentally, like, when I was like, okay, I'm folding like a black pair of pants right now, and I like was like, I was, what is like the word, like reversing it? Like, cause it was like, the pant leg was in, but it needed to be out. So I was like doing that, and then I was like pulling it, and my knuckle hit like my bed thingy, the thingy. That makes no sense. Yes. Anyways, it hit that thingy. So that's what that noise was. I'm fine though. It was a very gentle hit. I am not hurt in the slightest. Do not worry. Do not fear for me, babe, for I am doing quite well, thank you. All right. But yeah, no, so I wear sweaters all the time, and unfortunately, that has led to me being kind of bad in the sense that, like, I've only worn, like, probably... So I own more than four sweaters. I own probably, I want to say like 7 or 8 sweaters, or maybe even 9 or 10. Like, and by sweater, I mean hoodies, sweaters, sweatshirts. What is the like thick clothing terminology? Okay. Like, I have like sweaters that are like, you know, like just like the basic kind of like sweater, no hood, no zip or anything, just like a sweater, like a thick shirt essentially. And then I own like hoodies, so like basically like sweaters, but they have a hood on them. And then I also own like the ones with like the zip, the zippity zip zip zip, the zip 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 zip. That is the correct official term. I will not be taking any complaints, anything. But yeah, no, so I own all of those items in varying colors, in varying amounts, in varying styles. And I am so bad because I've just been wearing like the same 3 over and over. I really need to like, because like of like right now, I'm like home most of the time, and I really need to like just like, you know, change it up. You know, I need to wear more than a few outfits a week. Like, I should probably like kind of pretend that I'm like going out and about and like wear proper clothes. But if I do that, then like, you know, like I only have like 3 pairs of like pajama pants that I wear all the time at home because they're comfortable. Okay, why would I wear jeans at home, right? But like, I don't want to wear pajama pants and then wear like a really nice shirt, you know? So I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what's going on. It is what it is, I suppose. I guess I'll try and like dress like a little better, but this tag is like bent, but like in a weird way. Please fix yourself. I remember. Okay, so I got these pajama pants from Costco. Yes, from Costco. Costco is where I get a lot of my clothes, to be honest. And the reason why is because they're not that expensive. And I go to Costco anyways, and sometimes I will peruse. And the peruse, the, like, the clothing thingies, like, they're, like, there's, like, a whole section of just, like, clothes in the middle of the store for, like, no reason. Like, it could be, like, in, like, the corner or something, but no, it's just, like, in smack dab in the middle. And I always pass it because just past the clothing thing, you have, like, the book thingy. Like, there's, like, a whole, like, section for books. And then there's, like, another couple rows of, like, items. And then you have to kind of go through that row of items. And then you can go into, like, the section with, like, all the freezers or, like, the fridges. And then you can get, like, the frozen items, you know, like, your milk, your eggs, all of those items. So yeah, I always pass it by, and sometimes things will catch my eye. Oh ho, look at me, Poet J. So yeah, so it can be really, really fun to just like go around and look at all the clothes and stuff. But also, Costco is a huge store, so I don't tend to go there every single time because it's so big. I get tired of walking. I just straight up get tired, okay? It is exhausting to go shopping, especially because I contemplate a lot when I make decisions. I mean, you know this. We've gone shopping before. So it can be really hard for me to properly, go through every single item of clothing or every single item in the store and be like, hey, do I want this? Do I not want this? Is this actually a good deal? Am I gonna get this cheaper at another location? I don't know. So, I will just entirely skip sections because I know if I try and go in with the mentality that I'm going to get the best deal and I'm going to try something that I've never gotten before, like, it's just going to take me so long and I'm going to be exhausted by the end of it. And then, you know, like, I always get, like, the ice cream at the end whenever I go to Costco. And you know what? Sometimes I'm too exhausted for the ice cream. There, I said it. Okay, sometimes I'm too exhausted to get that ice cream because I'm like, no, heck this, I need to go home. And that's just doing my soul a disservice, okay? My soul wants that ice cream. But I'm like, no, I'm sorry, you can't get any ice cream because we're too tired. Our physical body is too tired because we've made the decision to check out every single item to make sure that everything is a good deal. And as a result, no ice cream. And that's just not the life I want to live, okay? Is this literally not even a problem? Yes. Am I still complaining as if it is? Yes. This probably doesn't even make any sense. I don't even know. But big sweatshirt time. Yes. Big sweater time. This is my big sweater that I love to wear and it's so comfy and the arms go just like the arms are like long, a little along, so I can like pull up the arm thingy so that it covers like my hands. And I just, and then I can, like, hold on to, like, tea and stuff and be holding it and it'll be so nice. But, yeah, so that's where I'm at right now. How's your day been? I never really ask. How's your day been? How are you doing? Are you okay? Well, this isn't a call, so I can't really. Well, hopefully you'll text me your response. But my day has been going quite well, if I do say so myself. Like I said yesterday, I did in fact spend the rest of the day just playing games because I'm terrible. And by terrible, I mean terribly addicted at Stardew. Please save me. Please. Just kidding. I don't want to be saved. I love Stardew. It's a great game. But I won't go on about that again because I already rambled about it yesterday. But yeah, I hope maybe like you're listening to this while you're doing your laundry and then we can be folding together and it'll be super cool and it'll be almost like we're folding with each other, but we're not because you're not here right now. And honestly, I hate that. Like, this isn't unfair, but you know, whatever. That is why I'm doing these audio pen pal situation, I guess. Do 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 do
I always like do like a giant pat down on all of that clothes that are like piling up now, just to make sure that they're okay. And they are in fact okay.
Sorry, you were sitting on my water and I needed water.
I have water. Okay, you can go back on the water now. There you are.
But yeah. I have no idea what I talked about for the last however long. I'm honestly really tired. It's pretty late in the day where I'm recording this, and it's a whole time. What a time to be alive.
Alright, well, I guess I talked about things. I hope that you like listening to me talk about these things, and
this was YouTube, I'd be like, oh, comment, like, and subscribe. Smash that subscribe button. Smash the bell icon to turn on post notifications so you're reminded every time I post. Thanks for watching, squad babes. I don't know.
But you know, I appreciate you, babe, a lot, and you're wonderful, honestly.
I hope you like listening to me ramble.
I have no idea what I rambled about, but yeah, I did that. Yeah, okay. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Yeah, bye.
Wait, where's the end call button? Where's the end button?